WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In the American Film Institute's new list of the top 10 animated films, the first five movies come from the Walt Disney Studio. Number six comes from Pixar, which subsequently was bought by Disney. But when it was an outsider, Pixar released Toy Story in 1995 and rewrote the rules for what you could and couldn't do in animated movies. The director of Toy Story is John Lasseter, who spoke with Terry Gross in 2002.
Let's talk about your first feature, Toy Story. And in this film, you imagine what life is like for the toys in a boy's bedroom when the boy leaves the room. And you go through all the big fears that a toy might have, being replaced, being sold at a yard sale. And most of these toys are old-fashioned toys, like a cowboy doll, a dinosaur, toy soldiers, a little Bo Peep doll. And let me play a scene from very early in the movie where Woody, the cowboy doll, which is voiced by Tom Hanks, is holding a meeting of the toys to prepare for the fact that Andy, the boy who owns these toys, is going to be moving to a new house.
Hello? Check. That better? Great. Everybody hear me? Up on the shelf? Can you hear me? Great. Okay. First item today. Has everyone picked a moving buddy?
What? Moving buddy? You can't be serious.
Well, I didn't know we were supposed to have one already.
But we have to hold hands.
Oh, yeah, you guys think this is a big joke. We've only got 1 week left before the move. I don't want any toys left behind. A moving buddy. If you don't have one, get one. All right, next. Tuesday night's plastic corrosion awareness meeting was, I think, a big success, and we want to thank Mr. Spell for putting that on for us. Thank you, Mr. Spell.
You're welcome.
Okay. One minor note here. Andy's birthday party has been moved to today.
What do you mean the party's today?
John Lester, did you come up with the premise for Toy Story?
Well, I came up with it along with my colleagues, Andrew Stanton, Pete Docter, and Joe Rampt. We work in collaboration at Pixar, and we fell in love with this because this idea of toys coming alive. I did a short film called Tin Toy back in 1988, and it was about a little small tin toy that was alive and being chased by this little drooling baby. And from the toy's point of view, it was a horrible monster. And we always loved the idea that toys being alive, we thought there was a lot more you could do with it. One thing we didn't want to do with our first feature is just do a kind of a lot of animated features were being, they were kind of like musicals with, you know, a good guy, a bad guy, comic sidekicks, a love interest. And we wanted something different, and we loved the buddy picture genre. You know, the films like Midnight Run, 48 Hours, The Defiant Ones, The Odd Couple. We just love this. One of the reasons why we love this so much was this tremendous character growth. And I think when you have a character that really grows, there's a lot of emotion there. And that's the thing that we've always strived for in our films.
So the buddies in this are the cowboy doll and the newer, more modern high-tech doll, the battery-operated computer chip.
Right.
Space doll.
And in the buddy picture genre, one of the goals is to begin with the two characters being absolutely different, as different as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started thinking about, okay, we have the story, which is an old toy that's a child's favorite. And then at his birthday party, he gets a new toy, and it becomes the new favorite toy. What happens to that old toy? And that's where the essence of the story came from. And so we thought, well, we started looking at new toys, and I kind of looked around just at my own home and realized it was action figures. My sons just love action figures. So we started thinking about it, and I love Star Wars. I'm a big Star Wars nut. And so we thought, what about if it's a space action figure? You know, and so we kind of pulled from every space movie we could think of, as well as NASA and those amazing moonshots when we were growing up in the 60s, you know, with those amazing Apollo astronauts coming out with those clear helmets. They were so cool. And that's why Buzz Lightyear has a pure clear helmet. It's inspired by those NASA astronauts. So we had the new toy first, and then The old toy we were originally thinking of is like a Charlie McCarthy-style ventriloquist dummy. And so Bud Lucky, who's one of the artists that works with us, who grew up in Montana and loves the West, he came to us and said, well, why don't you make, you have a spaceman, why don't you make Woody a cowboy? We thought, that's perfect, because these characters will be as absolutely opposite as possible visually. But on a deeper level, they're very much the same. They're both classic American heroes.
John Lasseter, director of Toy Story, speaking to Terry Gross in 2002. The newest animated film from Pixar, WALL-E, opens today. And we'll feature a review from film critic David Edelstein in a few minutes.